Leah Gertner has had Lyme disease, an infection caused by ticks, before. In fact, she's had it twice. So when she wanted to help collect ticks for a field study, she really suited up.
I put on a full painter's suit and rain boots and gloves and swept my hair back in a tight bun and then put a hat on.
All protected, she began trawling for ticks.
We carried these white flags, sort of like sheets on sticks, and we would drag them through the grass along the paths, and we would stop maybe every 20 feet and count and then remove the ticks into, put them into vials.
Those vials then went to researchers who took the ticks back to the lab and extracted DNA, searching for genetic markers that would tell them if the ticks were carrying disease-causing bacteria. Nathan Nieta, one of the researchers, says, initially they wanted to know if Lyme was present in areas, primarily recreational parks, where not many people had looked before.
We really wanted to figure out whether or not there was initially Borrelia burgdorferi, the causative agent of Lyme, in this area south of San Francisco. And then really out of serendipity, we ended up seeing other species of Borrelia in the ticks as well.
Specifically, they found ticks carrying Borrelia miyamotoi, which, though it's probably been around for a long time, is just beginning to pop up on the disease radar. It causes recurring fevers, headaches, muscle and joint pain, and nausea.
It may be the first time that it's been seen in California.
The first human cases of relapsing fever sickness were confirmed just last year in the U.S. Those cases were found on the East Coast, in areas with a high incidence of Lyme disease. But it's not clear, Nieto says, if miyamotoi is increasing in abundance or distribution.
I don't think we could really say. I think it really has been around for quite a while.
Still, the confirmation that ticks in the Bay Area are indeed carrying infectious diseases is a relief to people like Gertner, who serves as an advisory board member for the Bay Area Lyme Foundation.
Now that there's a real scientific study out of Stanford, everyone is starting to understand the problem that we have here.
Some doctors, say Gertner and Nieto, aren't aware that tick-borne diseases are present in California. It's primarily thought of as belonging to the Northeast and the Midwest.
That's your standard education that folks are getting. So I guess part of what we show is that indeed it is here, and that should probably be put into the curriculum a little bit better. The doctors I know about it, but is that because they know me? Maybe.
Increasing awareness and understanding of Lyme, and now relapsing fever sickness, is crucial because early antibiotic treatments generally mean better outcomes. Gertner's first bout of Lyme went untreated for 10 years, and the illness has taken its toll.
I have to be very careful with what I eat, my sleep. I don't drink alcohol. I don't drink coffee. I have to make sure I exercise regularly. So yeah, there's always the feeling that my immune system is not the same as it was before when I was totally, completely healthy.
Still, she says she's able to be active and recently ran the Tough Mudder endurance race. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.